Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Pinchas, Moshe and Elazar are commanded to count Bnei Yisrael, and before they do that, the heads of the families of each Shevet are listed. Beginning in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tesvav, Shevet Gad is listed. And in Pasuk Tezayin, we hear of the following family, one of the children of God, one of the families of God. Le'ozni Mishpachas Ha'ozni. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, on that Pasuk is bothered by the fact that when you go back to Parshas Vayigash, Sefer Bereishis, Perek Memvav, Pasuk Tazayin, when the Torah lists the 70 people who went down to Mitzrayim, God is listed with 7 children. 6 of those children are listed in Parshas Pinchas, but one name listed there in Parshas Vayigash, Etzvon, is not listed in Parshas Pinchas. And one name mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, the name Ozni, is not mentioned there in Parshas Vayigash. And why is that? Why is Etzvon mentioned in Vayigash and not in Pinchas? And why is Ozni mentioned in Pinchas and not in Vayigash? That's Rashi's question, and he says that in fact Ozni and Etzvon are the same person. Ozni is Etzvon, and Etzvon is Ozni. However, Rashi adds he doesn't know why the names are listed differently in the two Parshios. And I'll say parenthetically that it's such a special thing. If Rashi is not, God forbid, ashamed or hesitant to say Eini Yodea, and this is not the only time Rashi says that, if Rashi can say that freely, we too should follow the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Dal Raman Aleph, which says, Lameid Lishoncha Lomar Eini Yodea. Teach your tongue how to say Eini Yodea. Don't hesitate to admit that you don't know something. Don't let personal pride, God forbid, get in the way of the truth. In any case, that's Rashi. Rashi says, Eini Yodea. He doesn't know why Ozni is called Ozni in Parshas Pinchas, but he's called Etzvon in Parshas Vayigash. The Shla HaKadosh, Rabbi Yeshaya Horowitz, who died in 1565, offers a beautiful explanation in Chelek Shlishi of the Shnei Luchos Aris of the Shla, and it's in the Torah Shebichsav section, and so does Rav Mordechai Yosef Leiner of Ishbitz, the Ishbitzer Rebbe, who died in 1854. It's in his Mei HaShiloach on Parshas Bamidbar. They both say the following beautiful idea. The Gemara in Maseches Ksuvos Daf Hei Amud Beis asks a seemingly strange question. The Gemara asks, why are fingers pointed like pegs? And the Gemara answers, fingers are pointed like pegs so that if a person hears something that is negative or wrong, they can plug up their ears with their fingers that are shaped like pegs. That's the Gemara, and at first glance it does not seem to be a very important or noteworthy Gemara, but of course every Gemara must be taken seriously and with importance. Perhaps one can suggest that the message of the Gemara, or a message of the Gemara, is that often when we are confronted with a challenging situation, a situation which seems to suck us in to sin, chas v'shalom, we tend to think that we need outside help or else we can't succeed. Now obviously we need Hashem's help to do anything at all. But sometimes we think that we need human help or physical assistance in order to succeed. We think that we do not have the power to extricate ourselves from such a tempting and seemingly irresistible sin. But the Gemara is telling us that that is not true. You are in a situation, for example, where you're surrounded by sin, you find yourself in an enticing situation, or you put yourself in an enticing situation, and there's nothing you can do? Not true. You have the power to succeed. You have the power to beat the Yetzer Hara. And sometimes that power is much more simple and much more accessible than you think. In any case, the Shla HaKadosh and the Mei HaShiloach say that the Gemara, putting your fingers in your ears when you're surrounded by improper things, that is the key to understanding the name change of the Son of God. In Parshas Vayigash, when Bnei Yisrael headed down to Mitzrayim, God's Son is called Etzvon, from the word Etzba, finger. In other words, he used his fingers, Etzvon, Etzba. He used his fingers to close himself off to the Tuma and to the terrible environment in Mitzrayim. He looked inside himself, so to speak, and found the power of his own resources to fight the evils that he would encounter in Egypt. That's Etzvon in Parshas Vayigash. However, in Parshas Pinchas, Bnei Yisrael are headed to Eretz Yisrael. And he and we need to locate and to utilize our own resources for the opposite. In the words of the Me'a Shiloach, Hayu oznav pesuchos lishmoa lekabel kedushas Hashem mituvas haaretz. His ears were open to hear and to receive the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So now he's called Ozni, from the word Oznaim, because now his ears are working. He opened his ears to soak up, to internalize all of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. What an incredible lesson from just two words in the Chumash. On the one hand, there is definitely tuma in the world, and we all have to avoid that. It's not so simple in our world, but it's crucial for our survival. And it's important for us to know that we have the resources at our disposal to do just that. However, equally crucial is to know when to take those fingers out of our ears, to know that we have the ability and the obligation to open ourselves up to the kedusha that is in the world. Have an amazing day, everyone.